This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of deaths related to the COVID-19 virus worldwide is 184,000, with 2.6 million confirmed infections. In the United States, the number of deaths is shy of 48,000, or more than 25% of the worldwide tally. The number of infections in the United States is nearly 850,000. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday signed an order to temporarily block some foreigners from permanent residence in the United States, saying he was doing so in order to protect American workers during the coronavirus pandemic. The order is to last for 60 days and then will be reviewed and possibly extended. Some critics see Republican Trump's announcement as a move to take advantage of the coronavirus crisis to implement a long-sought policy goal of barring more immigrants ahead of the November 3rd election. The president said it will preserve the health care resources for American patients afflicted by the coronavirus. White House lawyers worked all day to craft the language for the order, prompting some officials to say the signing might have to wait for Thursday. But aides described Mr. Trump as eager to sign the document. One U.S. Department of Homeland Security official who requested anonymity said the order would only apply to people applying for permanent residence from outside the United States, not those already in the country seeking to adjust their status. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was called on by President Trump Wednesday to walk back his remark that the second wave of coronavirus in the fall could be worse than the current. CDC Director Robert Redfield made the widely circulated comment in an interview Tuesday. And Redfield, however, said that he was quoted accurately. This is VOA News. In China, where the novel coronavirus started by the end of reporting Wednesday, the Chinese mainland recorded 10 new confirmed COVID-19 cases, of which 6 were imported. The National Health Commission on Thursday said of the 4 new native cases, 3 were reported from a northeast province and 1 from the south. London's tourist and business hotspots were still largely deserted on Wednesday as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson faced a call for an inquiry into his government's handling of the coronavirus crisis. The criticism centers on the government's failing to fully explain partial death data, limiting testing, or the lack of equipment for hospitals. Johnson initially refrained from approving the stringent controls that other European leaders imposed, but he later closed down the country when projections showed 250,000 people could die in the United Kingdom. Since the lockdown, though, the government has given conflicting explanations of why it failed to join a European Union ventilator scheme and admitted that there have been problems getting health workers enough protective equipment. Brazil's health minister, Nelson Teich, told media on Wednesday that the country could not survive under a long-term lockdown, adding that the ministry will work with Brazil's regions to open up the country amid the spread of the coronavirus. His comments come after Sao Paulo's state announced it will gradually reopen its economy in a safe way starting May 11th by relaxing some social distancing measures put in place to stop the spread of the new coronavirus. Given the size and diversity of Brazil, Teich said that it was up to states to do what is right for their region. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Wednesday that 2 pet cats have been confirmed to suffering from SARS-CoV-2, the virus which causes COVID-19. It is the first time the virus has been found in domestic animals in the United States. The cats were from different areas of New York State, and both were taken to vets suffering from mild respiratory illnesses. The first cat came from a household in which none of the residents had any symptoms. The second cat's owner was later diagnosed with COVID-19. However, another cat in the same household appeared to show no signs of infection. Both cats are expected to make a full recovery. The Trump administration has quietly added military surveillance cameras at the U.S.-Mexico border in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The cameras and deployment of 540 more troops come despite a 9-month decline in apprehensions that indicate fewer people are crossing illegally. The Associated Press obtained internal military documents saying the Department of Defense provided 60 mobile surveillance cameras this month at the request of the Department of Homeland Security. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.